We're talking with Governor Bill Haslam here at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center. First of all, Governor, welcome to Murfreesboro.
It's always good to be in Rutherford County. I mean, like I said, Rutherford County really has become one of the big growth engines for our state, and so it's good to be back here.
What was your thinking in allowing the federal government to be in charge of our health care program in Tennessee?
Well, I think let's get it up and going, and then we'll see. Like I said, they weren't giving us that much more flexibility, the kind of flexibility that we thought we needed to run it ourselves.
Was there a lot of discussion on the state level of whether or not federal health care was good for Tennessee?
We went through a pretty long, hard, you know, 3, 4, 5 month process of trying to figure out the right answer. Again, we kind of always feel like our job as administration is to find the right answer, what we think will be best for the state, and then go sell it. And so we would have, if we thought it was the right answer, we would have tried to work hard to sell it.
One more health-related question. Do you have plans to expand Medicare?
We don't know yet. As I've said, we're working through that. We're trying to figure out the impact on hospitals if we don't. We're trying to figure out exactly how much cost it will add to the state of Tennessee. And until we know those numbers better, it's just preliminary to say. I mean, I have some major concerns about the added cost to us as a state.
You spoke about education being so important, not only for our children, but as a tool to attract new businesses to our state. How do you see Tennessee 10 years, 20 years down the road? Will we catch up with the other states?
I actually think we are, but again, it's a product of a lot of hard decisions. The prior administration, the Bredesen administration, made some big steps in changing education in Tennessee. We've come up beyond that, and I think and kept pushing that and hopefully pushed it further. I think you're seeing the steps. Again, we had the biggest increases in history in test scores this past year, but it has to be about refusing to accept the status quo as being good enough and then continuing to push in those areas where the data shows we have weakness.
We've been talking with Governor Bill Haslam here at the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce Power Lunch. Governor Haslam, thank you again for visiting here in Murfreesboro. Hope you come back again soon. And that's this report from WGNS News.